You deserve the glory, Ancient of Days, Lion of the tribe of Judah, Leader of the valley, the bright and the morning star. There is the Lord, the Elohim God, the maker of all things, the keeper of covenant, the watcher over every one of you. You gave beauty for ashes, garment of praises, instead of the spirit of heaviness. You make your word good. You declare yourself as a faithful God. You deserve the glory and the honor, Lord. That's why we're left out in worship. We exalt your name. Lord, you deserve all the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship. We exalt your name. You are great. You do miracles so great. Hallelujah. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. I am grateful, Lord. We are grateful. Oh, Lord. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful. Oh, Lord. Yes, sir. For all you have done in our lives, Lord. We are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, oh Lord, we are so grateful, Lord. We are grateful, oh Lord, for all you have done for us. We are grateful, oh Lord. Holy are you, Lord, all creation calls you God. Worthy is your name. We worship your majesty. Awesome God, how great thou art. Our God is greatly you be praised. Father, you reign. And all of us here, 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 in love of Kutoso, Esprina Gasotonia, in love Rusata, Yalabo Sosiatinia, and the love of Sian Doligayaga Gosuate, great is the Lord. You are greatly to be praised. Great is the Lord our God. You are greatly to be praised. Great are you, Lord. Is greatly to be praised. Great is the Lord our God. Is greatly to be praised. Great is the Lord. Our God is greatly to be praised. Great is the Lord our God. Is greatly to be praised. Great are you, Lord. You are greatly to be praised. Great is the Lord, our God is greatly to be praised. In the beauty of holiness, in the splendor of your love, Lord of light, and awesome glory. Lord, may worship you, Lord of light and awesome glory. Lord of light and awesome glory. Lord, may worship you. Lord of light and awesome glory, our God may worship you. Lord, I worship you. I exalt you, mighty God. I glorify your name. You are my hope, you are my life, you are my salvation. You are the joy and the rejoicing of my heart. You are my all in all. You are the mighty God. You are the rose of Sharon. You are the lily of the valley. The covenant-keeping God. You, my soul, magnify you, the Lord. And all of us here, and all of us here, tell the prosiatia, Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, Lord, Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name, Jehovah. We praise you. We praise you. We praise you, Almighty God. Oh, Lord. We praise you, Ancient of Days. We praise you, Almighty God. We praise you, Lord. Of days, we worship you, Lion of Judah. We worship you, the prayer and strength God. We worship you, the keeper of covenant. We worship you, the God that answered by fire, the untimed God, the everlasting God. We worship you. We worship the Lord, for His name is holy. We worship the Lord, for His name is holy. Great are You, Lord. You are so greatly to be praised. You are greatly to be praised. Father, You reign. Great are You, Lord. You are greatly to be praised. You are greatly to be praised. Father, You reign. You are greatly to be praised. Our God is greatly to be praised. Father, You reign. You are greatly to be praised. You are greatly to be praised. Father, You reign. Beloved, this morning, God has been great in our lives. He has shown Himself strong and mighty. He brought us to the final conclusive end of 2015. The next time you see me in 2015 after this moment is at the cross overnight. But beloved, God has showcased the greatness of His name, the greatness of His power, the greatness of His word, the superiority of His power in all things. At all times, in all ways, God has shown Himself. Beat gazoti ikekwat, engega apio otuat, endigekwa zapio otuazo, elibrusosia zaprotu gazate, isaprusosiate, elapio otua ata zapiote. Endige kwazo ze prelevo guzote, endege gesuzia za priatoza, ila piotu gazate, el libru zozia, shte libru do guza ziate, beligro zozia za pio za gazate. Nobody needs to cajole you this morning. Nobody needs to wind you up. I spent time with my family yesterday, and what I could just see and think of as the year comes to an end is that God has manifested Himself as the great and mighty God, as the keeper of covenant, as the one who is gracious and plenteous in mercy, the ever faithful God, the reliable, dependable God. He has torn, beloved, all things around. It's a piotu gazate, ilamakuata basusia, zaprotu gazate, through the thin, it remained faithful and I am grateful. It remained glorious and I am grateful. It remained loving and I am thankful. It remained dependable and I am rejoicing as I have seen the dependability of God's word, be as usurpia. When my father and my mother forsook me, the Lord cares for me. When I looked as if there is no way out of many troubles, He made a way for me. It was my way out of trouble. He's the one that gives me beauty for ashes, garment of praises instead of the spirit of mourning. Beloved, God has been great in this Zion. He is beautiful for every situation. He has been the joy of everyone in Zion. Lord, we allow you, we adore you. We capi otua kasatia, ella piotu kasasie, esu priatogu tagaza. If you want to sing this morning in your language, ella pio otuazo, endegege kua apioso, elibru zaziate, endige kosua atia, esua atuato, elibru zaziate. Ende gege libru sosia, ende gege libru sosia, ende ke kwa apiosa, ella pio otu gazate, ella botu gazate, ende ke kusoto, ila pionde ge kusto sosie, ella prosika apioto, ondega apiotu gazate, ella protutu sosie, isto proto. Endegege custoso, endegege libru sosia, Isusa apiato, ella bi otru sosia, Isupia atuate, endegege custoso, Isupio otua zasiate, endige costua apioto, e libru zaato, endegege libru sosia, Isuka apio otua. Esso prianda gagaso, isso clacosote, e libruso ziate, esso zia protu gazate, e la bocuata gazate, isso prodege custo zozie, isso prodiga gazuate, isso protua zapioto, e la piotu gazate, esso piotu gazate, e la bacotu gazate, e libro sosia zaprotuate, e soprusi cataia, liabotu casate, e degegege libro sosia, zapuatota, e lobago sosia, e degege libro siate, e diga quasa, cabiosi olua, cabiosi.
What a privilege and honor
precious as your own. As your own. Oh, yes, as your own. Oh, yes, as those you blood bought, Lord. What a privilege and honor to worship at your throne, to be called into your presence as your own, as your own. You are faithful. Lord, you are so faithful. You are faithful. Lord, you are so faithful. What a privilege and honor to worship at your throne, to be called into your presence as your own, as your own, as your own Lord, as your own mighty God. Lord, it's a privilege to be called your own. Lord, it's a privilege to be purchased by the blood. It's a privilege to call upon your name. It's a privilege to call you Abba, my Father. It's a privilege to worship your name. It's a privilege to be set apart by you, Lord. To worship you, to adore you, Lord. In the labosu se prononosiate, ye policrasusiatunia. Legla cogo susu asesia, endo librus uso prondere, enda librus abatacaya tolo prosia, esu prinono, esu cataya, intru nonne, intru sazie, esu pronda, enda lobros usia talevo, esu priande gaya. Entro nobosiate, ende cucusus a zapatolia, entro susetolia, me entro susiatolia, entro susapatuasa, entro lobosusie, entro sosia, entro lobosusie, entro sapiotone. Every source so prone, in the gecusso, in so progosusie, in true sociate, in true saciato, in true sasso protoye, in true so to gusotie, in true socia, me clusociate, in true zapatogoya. Entru sozia talia, entru sozia tonengla, legresu suprondege kusotia, endo libru sozia te, entru sozo prondere, entru sozo prosozia te, me legru sozia te, iso prondege ya, endo libru sozia. Endo lo brusosiate, entro so pionegele prosiate, entro lo bosiate basiate, andro tu so pioto neglekeza, esso priato godia prosia, entro lo bosiate, endege cuso prondegasate,
Librususa prenegazatia, e soprusotene prenegazate, e dronega gagosazia, e sopronega, e drusosia, menglica cuzote, e suprosizia, e stondololosia, e drusosia, telebrusosia, e drodobososie, e drusa piotuga, Entro susia talavo, entro subia tuale, entro soso prusazia, isto beligro susie, entro sopoto negaia, entro lebri susia, enda lebri soso putaia, entro lobo susia, ende libru soso pronderia, Endo lobo siate, esso piatolo lobo siate, esso prunda gaga sosa, esso prunda gaga libru sosie, esso prunda gaga sua, esso prianda gaga to, ende geco sosiatelia, e la brusa siatunia, e la brososo protega, Endo lobo siata, Esto lo procesa, Alleluia, Lord. Beloved, turn in your Bible with me this morning. To the book of Psalm 145. The psalmist says, I will extol thee, my God, O King. That is, I will exalt you. That is, I will lift you high in praise, my God, O my King. And with gratitude and submissive wonder, I will bless your name forever. Because it takes the grateful to be thankful. And I have come to understand that it is only the thoughtful that can be grateful. It takes the grateful to be thankful. But it takes the thoughtful to be grateful. That is why the word of the Lord says, teach us to number our days so that we may apply our heart unto wisdom. It takes the thoughtful to be grateful. Only the thoughtful can be, beloved, thankful. But the thankful are the ones that are usually grateful. When you are mindful of God, you will be praiseful. Beloved, I want you to set in our heart. David will say, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Put your trust in God. For you shall yet praise him. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why are you disquieted within me? For you shall yet praise him who is the light of your countenance. David spoke to his soul. Addressing its soul. Don't take me to where I don't want to be. I want to keep full in my mind the greatness of my God. A joyful heart is like a good medicine. A broken heart, a worrisome heart, a troublesome heart, a sad heart, it is an enemy of the soul. Because a broken spirit dries up the bone. David understood what it means to choose between mindfulness of circumstances and situation and joyfulness of heart that is mindful of the ability of the greatness of God that prompt praise. Until Jehoshaphat stop himself from being overwhelmed by circumstances and lifted up his eyes unto God, he could not praise. He said, oh God, our eyes are on you. We do not have a might of a power of our own. 2 Chronicles 20, beloved, 22, beloved, it said, our eyes are on you, O God. Until then, beloved, the word of the Lord did not come. When he became mindful of the greatness of his God, when he rose above the noise, the great God sent his word of the enemy. Our enemies that were strong and mightier than him. They have the resources. Both in human, they have resources for war. Their own resources in skill. They have, beloved, the agreement between each other. They were more, they were mighty and mightier than if they were more powerful. But until he shifted his focus to begin to consider the greatness of his God, he would have become a victim of the assault of the powerful. And Jehoshaphat and David, as David was in a similar situation, and David said, my soul, why art thou downcast? Why are you disquieted with me? Put your trust in God, for you shall yet praise him. Why? Because he has to speak in his heart and magnify the God of Zion above all that was taking place. Because a David will say, judge me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. Deliver me from the deceitful unjust man, for thou art the God of my strength. Why dost thou cast me up? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? O, send the light and thy truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me unto thy holy hill and to thy tabernacle. Then will I go unto the altar of God, unto God, my exceeding praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. Beloved, a number of times that Job gets to a, that David comes to a crossroad, his only cry is that his eyes must continue to praise God. And David became one that advises you and I, because what you are full of is what will find expression in your life. Until David located the place of praise and bring God into his situation, that was when he will see that it doesn't have to go under, go mourning, go broken, become a subject or a victim in the hand of the oppressor, because he knows that he has a God who is the rock of ages, the rock that never rolls, the God who can deliver, the God who can help, the God who cannot be defeated, the God that aids victory continually. He sent me this morning to us that there is a favorable finishing with everything that God has ordained for us. So David, he wrote a letter to us, and he begins to tell us what was the state of his soul as a deer for the water streams. So my soul pants for you, oh my God, my soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God? My tears have been my food day and night, while people say to me all day long, where's your God? These things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I used to go to the house of God under the protection of the mighty one, with shouts of joy and praise among the festive throng. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? But put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. My soul is downcast within me, therefore I will remember you from the land of the Jordan. In the eyes of Ammon from Mount Smith, deep calls to deep is the roar of your waterfalls. All your waves and breakers are swept over me. By day the Lord directs his love, at night his song is with me, a prayer to the God of my life. He longed to be able to come to a place of praise. David had fought many battles. He has fought the battle many times and never suffered a loss. He had never been defeated by any enemy, because he knows the way of praise, where God is bigger than the biggest enemy that he confronts. So he can come to Ziklag and saw a lot of mess. And David will say, after his soul was disturbed, in 1 Samuel chapter number 30, David will say, beloved, it is important that you love the word of God, because that is what God said. Bring me into remembrance of my word. Beloved, we're going to see God's word much more needful forever in our life especially as we come into year 2016, because the word of Jehovah will produce undeniable proofs continually. The increase of the earth will begin to find expression as God's people begin to magnify the word of God in every area of our life. And beloved, David came back into Ziklag. 1 Samuel chapter number 30. Everything seems to have been in a mess. They've burned the city down with fire. They've taken the women captive. Beloved, everything. Beloved, they look as if they have slew not any, either great or small, but they have carried them away and went their way. They spoiled their land. They were spoiled. The enemy came and plundered them. They left emptiness in the land. Men, with David who went to that battle, they returned. There was nothing else to see. Their soul was downcasted. They lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. David became distressed because it was not just only the issue with what they met on ground, but even the people that went to war with him were so angry and they were planning, beloved, of stoning David. His own service team member, his own warriors, his own close associate who went through what he also went through. The word of the Lord said they were seriously, that they were considering in their grief, in their anger, that says if we have not moralized, if we have not gone with you, our situation would not have been like this. They were planning on killing him, eliminating him. Beloved, they were planning on stoning him. They were planning on fighting back. They were planning, beloved, of taking back their pain, taking their pain on him. Why? Beloved, David was worried. David was seriously distressed. It must be because these are fighters. I'm talking about personalities that hold one spear in their hand, and the spear was working, and they brought many giants down. They were the mighty men of David. They were the unexhaustible men in the place of battle. So bringing David down would have caused them not a sweat at all. It would have to take time before David is grounded. If they are able to achieve their intended plan, David would have not been able to deal with many number of such men, beloved, that has the capacity to waste him simply, cheaply, and without any hard work. So David was confronted with issues that looks bigger that look stronger, that looks difficult, that looks mightier than David. So David was worried. David was distressed. David possibly was fearful of such men who have helped him to have a name, because history records that David killed a Goliath, but many of the Philistines were killed by the mighty men of David. So you will understand that David was weeping. David was downcasted. David's soul was failing him. Beloved, but what David did is to replay in his mind who his God is. He went back to God because he encouraged himself in the Lord his God. When there was nothing to be thankful for, when everything has been spoiled on ground, he encouraged himself by seeing the bigness of his God, by seeing the ability and the greatness of Jehovah under the circumstances. And beloved, he seeks to seek the Lord. He sought the Lord. And he spoke. If you remember, in the midnight hour or so, I talked about Ahimelech. Ahimelech was the one that he went to when he was running away from Saul, and his people were hungry. Ahimelech was the man that David went to and said, "Give me 5 loaves of bread. That I am on assignment. God, I want to feed my people." And he had opportunity to eat what belongs to the priest by the measure of God. On his account, the priest profaned the honor of the Sabbath because of David and gave him what he needed. So, beloved, David went to another priest, which is Ahimelech's son, and he said, "Bring me either the ephod." I need to seek my God. Abiathar brought in at the heaven, and David inquired at the Lord, saying, "What must I do to stop his soul from being downcast?" Because a joyful heart doeth good like a medicine. A broken spirit dries up the soul. When you are seeking God, beloved, it is important when you want to hear God speak. In any which way, beloved, you must create the right atmosphere to your around you that magnify and that exalt the name of the Lord. And see God beyond your pain, your problem, the experience, and the challenges on ground. of your God. We are going somewhere. I saw Proverbs 17:22. Help us to see that there is healthiness in being joyful. A joyful heart doeth good like a medicine. Because you want to seek the goodness of God, you have to have a joyful heart. Because your God and my God is forever faithful. If he has given him victory in other battles, even the one he was coming from, he can give him victory even now. Until there was a shift in the attitude of his mind, he was unable to pursue after God. But when he became mindful of God, he could say, I want to seek him now. He said, shall I give me the instruction? I need to be guided. I need to be instructed. Shall I pursue? How do you see what I am facing? She sought the mind of God. He sought the will of the living God. Shall I pursue? After this troop, shall I pursue after those who have come to raid my land? Shall I overtake if I pursue? And the Lord answered, pursue, for you will surely overtake them. And you will rescue the spoil. God said yes. Pursue. God said yes. Certainly. You will not return empty. Why? Because you will overtake those who have taken your stuff. That is, you will catch up with them. It doesn't matter how far they have gone. You will come back with spoil. You will not return empty-handed. And you and I know that God puts everything in place from the moment he stepped out according to the word received. disquieted within me. In Psalm 42 and 43, you have to know where David is coming from. David was going through what anybody can go through. But David became mindful of God in his mindfulness. It was only possible for him to become praiseful of God. And so we also see in 2 Chronicles 20 that even when the natural, everything, capacity, capability, and resources was not up to scratch to meet with what he was looking for, beloved, his praisefulness of his God opened him up to see God that is good, the one who is the Lion of the tribe of Judah, to rise on his behalf and say, you will not need to fight in this battle. Beloved, the word of the Lord came. Beloved, you know God's word came. Elijah was facing the circumstances when he sight Ahab. He doesn't want to be involved in this case. He asked, he said, give me the singers. Give me somebody to minister in songs to me. And then the word of the Lord came. Because in the presence of the Lord there is fullness of joy. At his right hand there are pleasures forevermore. He that offers, Psalm number 50:23, he that offers the sacrifice of praise, honors God and prepares the way that God should show unto him his salvation. What you and I have got to know is that mindfulness of God will cause praise to spring forth in your heart, even in the darkest of the night. Even as you think that we are just about 17 hours to see the end of this month, is it going to be possible? I said in the midnight hour I could have come, first thing in the morning, in the middle of the day, if I want to come at the last minute of the night, but my God will still come. He said, he that is coming will come quickly. He shall not delay. He that is coming, will come quickly. He will not delay. Hebrews 10:37. In a very little while, the one who is coming will return. Quickly. It will not delay. And so the word of the Lord was said to Habakkuk, after Habakkuk became troubled, downcast, and worrisome, and beloved said, you made me to see all these injustices, what is going to happen? The word of the Lord said to Habakkuk, it said, when he made up his mind, I will stand upon my watch and wait and see what the Lord will say unto me. He said, write the vision down, make it plain, it shall come to pass. He said, write the vision down. Make it plain, inscribe it on the tablet, that the one who reads it may run with it. For the vision is for an appointed time. It hastens towards the goal and it will not fail. Though it tarries, wait for it. For it shall certainly come to pass. It will not delay. Nothing that God has promised us in the divine favor of God in finishing well, in finishing strong, is going to be delayed because this is the time of his favor. This is the to another, and shall declare your mighty and remarkable acts. David and Jehoshaphat, they saw God stepping into their situation. And David, beloved, started broken. You and I saw him as he started weak. You and I met David as he started, beloved, with tears. You and I saw David as his life was at risk. You and I met David, whose people that were working for him, they were the people that were not meant to be able to look at him. They were his subject. But all of a sudden, beloved, the servant became the disobedient. They became the people that were confronting David. David said, this is not my focus. It is not about you confronting me. I better go to the place where I know I can be divinely directed. I have started. It doesn't matter whether you have caused me tears, you have made me weep. I don't have to remain in a weeping state. I have made up my life, made up my mind. I must finish strong. I must have a favorable finish. And he said, oh God, what must I do? Oh God, what must I do? Oh God, what must I do? Oh my God, what must I do? And he was instructed, beloved, he had favor with God that he sought. He instructed him. It was divinely guided. It was divinely enabled. It was divinely helped. It was divinely led. It was divinely, beloved, encouraged. The same man that said, we will stone you, we will read you. We will read this nation of your leadership and of you. Those were the very same personalities that 600 men that were with him came to the brook. I want you to know that when you praise God, even your enemy will walk with you to see you enjoy a favorable finish. There were other men who could not get strength. They could not continue with him. They stayed behind, but out of the broken, the battered, the discouraged, the angry, and the rageful that were raging, beloved, the same set of people, they followed him. So I want you to know that when you encounter favor from a place of praise, even those who have said no to you before, they can still say yes. When they said that your application is not receiving a favorable answer, when you go back, they will still say yes. If you will know how to take yourself out of pleasing to the Lord, it makes even is evil. His enemies to be at peace with him. Beloved, we saw that beloved Esau made up his mind. He said, the day I catch Jacob, my father should just be ready to know that he's suffering a loss. But when God changed, when Jacob met God, in a place of seeking God, God said, gave him, he did everything humanly possible. He said, the world is not going to end. My brother is an angry man. If he meets you, at least if he takes all of those things, my life has to be spared. Because Jacob knew that he had an encounter on the way to the house of Laban. And God said, I will be with you. I will bring you back into this place. He carries a covenant that he knows that he needs to be alive in order to be able to extend the generational covenant that God made with him when he met him in a certain place. Beloved, on the way to go and find a wife for himself, in Genesis 28, he was smart enough to know that I have done badly. I have cheated my brother. He was not at peace with me. He was looking for a way to seek for peace. And then you and I saw what he did. We saw a Jacob who knows his beginning. We saw a Jacob separating himself from his stuff and his wives. When he saw ahead, Esau was coming with 400 men with him. He divided the children among Leah and Rachel and the two men. He put the maids and their children in front, Leah and his children next, and Joseph, in honor of what he thinks, if he takes some or wastes some, it will not really hurt him. Beloved, I want you to know, for he himself passed on ahead of them and bowed down to the ground 7 times until he came near to his brother. Beloved, for what? How does this story end? Esau ran to meet him, and Esau embraced his own brother and fell on his neck and kissed him, and they wept. The worst enemy, the one personality that was looking for it, is taking out, that was looking to see him missing or not able to live at all, that was looking for him to be a waste, became one that was favorably disposed towards him. Why? Because a Jacob had met with his God. Genesis chapter number 32. He had wrestled with God. And beloved, he prayed all night. He was wrestling all night. Looks like a battle. He put, he engaged himself. Not in a physical battle, in a spiritual battle. And beloved, it was a warfare. And beloved, the word of the Lord said, Jacob, having had all of those things, he said, I will not let you go. There is a promise that was given to me. I must not let you go without having the blessing. had been by cheating, by buying his brothers, but tried taking advantage of the vulnerable, and he said, my name is Jacob. A cheater, a supplanter, a deceiver, a smart guy who gets things by crook or by cook. Beloved, when he said that, the man said to him, your name is no longer Jacob, but Israel, because you have struggled with God and with humans and have overcome. So in his seeking, like Jehoshaphat sought the Lord, in his seeking, beloved, in the same manner like David sought the Lord, he sought for the promise. He sought to have a new name. He had a change of name. And what he has, beloved, no longer were the main things for him. Beloved, he begins to take a step forward because God promised a blessing. And in between him being receiving everything that was promised him, his name needs to change. He cannot have the old name and be able to have the blessing. He has to have a point of reconciliation with his brother. So, beloved, his encounter with God in a place of prayer prepared his brother to be able to be favorably disposed towards him. It pleased God. Action of praise, please God. Action of obedience, please God. Beloved, because the Bible says, Hebrews 11:6, it is impossible to please God without faith. And those that come to God must know that he exists, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Beloved, so when David was in the midst of his challenges, and you and I saw that it looks like an unattainable, unachievable situation, but it pleased God in that it sought the Lord. And the enemy that was once hostile wanted to take him out were the people that was favorably disposed towards him. And they walked with him, cooperating with the word of the Lord, to bring him to a place of despoiling his spoilers. And not only do they were they able to plunder and get back their stuff, God said, you will not return empty-handed. God said, certainly you will recover. God positioned a helper. God positioned not the strong. The helper of David was not the able. The helper of David was once able but was disabled. The helper of David was an abandoned man. The helper of David was the unlikely. A servant of those who came to spoil him. He used the enemy to trace the enemy, an Egyptian whose servant has abandoned, whose master has abandoned. I command the sudden occurrence to take place now in the mighty name of Jesus. God did not use the able, but the disabled. He did not engage the strong, but the one that was made weak. He did not engage him because if he was full of strength, he would not be in that place. They met an Egyptian in the field. Verse number 11, and brought him to David and gave him bread, and he did eat, and they made him drink water, and they gave him a piece of cake, of figs, and two clusters of raisins. And when he had eaten, his spirit came again to him. God is a master setup. God will set you up. It is not for you to be broken, but for you to be rescued from everything that was assigned to break you down. God set up David. And when he met his helper, he was able to discern. David showed favor to the unfavorable. He didn't know that he was showing favor that would bring him into a place of victory and into a place of spoiling his spoilers. God's word can never be broken. And beloved, this is an enemy. And you and I saw, I don't want to take time anymore on this scripture. We can spend 24 hours just looking at this scripture. But what you have to see is that God used the unlikely ones again to bring about a miracle. God used David to favor the unfavorable. And by Saul, David obtained the good victory over his enemy. And beloved, beloved, he has strength for war. Verse 16, when he brought David down, the Amalekites had disbanded and spread over the land. They were feasting. They have accumulated spoils from different places. They were eating and drinking and dancing because of all the great spoil they are taking from the land of the Philistines and from the land of Judah. Then David and his men struck them down from twilight until evening of the next day, and not a man of them escaped, except 400 young men who rode on camels and fled. David recovered all that the Amalekites are taking and rescued his two wives. Nothing of theirs were missing, whether small or great, sons or daughters, spoil or anything that had been taken. David recovered all. He recovered all. So David captured all the flock and with the enemy, and the people drove those animals before him and said, "This is David's spoil." God's word, all true, you will not return I know their sorrows. I have seen their suffering. I have seen the deep sorrows. I have seen the desolation of my people. I have heard their plea for freedom from their harsh taskmaster, the oppressors that have denied them of what they were meant to have. He said, I have seen all of that. They were in an overwhelming state. But he said, so I have come down to rescue them from the hand of the power of the Egyptians. I have come for their bailout. I have come down to help them. I have come down to lose them from the grip of every power that holds them down. I have come to change their story. I have come to release them out of captivity, to bring them into the fullness of the divine possessions that I have ordained, prepared, predestined, predetermined for them to enjoy. God says so. I'm bringing them to a place that I give them favorably, because it's not the land that they work for where favor make you finish strong and finish well. God will give you what belongs to him, beloved, at the expense of the power contending against you. And therefore, it says, in verse number 9, the Israelites cry for help, has come to me. I have seen for myself how cruel they have been treated by the Egyptians. It is time. This is now the appointed time for you to go back. I am sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the people of Israel, out of Egypt. And as part of the commissioning, God left a wall. He said, I know, verse number 19, that the king of Egypt will not let you go except under heavy pressure. Today I decree and declare, every power anywhere that refuses to let the prevailer go, I command a height of pressure to pressure them. I decree, let the heaven open and pressurize and agitate and trouble every hostility of man, every powers of darkness, every enemy that refuses to let us go, every power contending with the prevailer's ability to finish well, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. I will see to it that I pressurize whatever is pressurizing you, whatever. For them, it was a nation and a king that was pressurizing them. Everything and anything whatsoever decided to put pressure upon our destiny, to pressurize us so that we lose our strength, so that we become discouraged, despair. Whatever pressure mounted by the enemy, the stealer, the killer, the destroyer, against our destiny, I command them to expire by fire this morning in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. He said, I will see to it that Egyptians load you down with gifts when you leave, so that you will by no means go out empty handed. This year is not finishing without you taking possession of what is favorably given to you in Christ Jesus. Therefore, I decree and declare, 2015 shall not close its gates until the prevailers are favorably favored and favorably helped and favorably a believer by the grace of God. It's happening with divine urgency for its performance of God's word, because the end of a matter, the word of the Lord says, it is so much better than its beginning thereof. Ecclesiastes chapter number 7 verse 8. Better. Better. When you have results, it is better. When David came back with his fire, it was much better. When David did not return empty, it was much better. When the covenant promise made him deliver results, the end was better. Ending of a matter is better than its beginning. So it doesn't matter how you are starting with this year, what has happened in the past, where January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, even in the beginning of December, I want you to know that you are finishing well, favorably finishing and finishing strong in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, lift up your voice and agree with the word of the living God. Oh God, my Father, I agree with your word. This is my appointed time that you have ordained for a favorable finishing for me. 2015, hear ye the word of the Lord. I shall finish favorably. I am a favorable finishing. Deliver to me favorable finishing. Deliver to me favorable results. Deliver to me favorable answer. Deliver to me favorable wealth. Deliver to me favorable things that bring me loss. In the mighty name of Jesus, it's a piazza gazot. Eliprus is the art. Ekakua apios. For Jehoshaphat, he had a favorable victory because God confused his enemy. Begin to declare 2015, 31st of December 2015, open up for me, deliver for me a favorable victory in every area of battle, a favorable victory against every form of Gesalto, Osa Piazza Gesalte, Ela Piazza Gesalte, in the name of Jesus. Beloved, lift up your voice and say to yourself, Eli Olua Falaka Miachimate, your effort is open, your time of favor is here, you are finishing favorably. Eli Olua Falaka Miachimate, your time of favor is here. 2015 finished for you with a favorable testimony, with a favorable victory. In La Piazza Gazate, Ente Gesuate, Elica Quasa, Elin Olua Falaka Miachimate, your time of favor is now. Be favorably favored for victorious aiding. Be favorably favored for victorious help. Be favorably favored for the victorious rejoice. It's a Piazza Gazate.
Victory, favorable victorious ending of 2015.
in the name of Jesus. How can a man go and fight and came back victorious and then met a misfortune because they are spoiled? The enemy had invaded and took everything. They were meant to come back joyfully. They came back joyfully and they met emptiness in their land. It looks like a misfortune that happened today. Beloved, when his own men begin to rise against him, David was almost losing relevance. David was almost losing his dignity. David was losing the honor that he once enjoyed by the same people that say, yes sir, yes sir. They were almost putting a stick into his eyes. They said, we will stone you. The people that supported him to rise, they said they will bring him down. I want you to lift up your voice as you say to the Lord, that is David, that was his land. The misfortune happened that his land was suddenly empty. He left it full. And he has to take a step for recovery. What was meant to be delight, what it was meant to come back and share joy with, they were not there. And that is why you and I must lift up our voices this morning. And you are saying, oh God, my Father, you are the Father, you are the blade, thoroughly purge my life this morning. Rid me of everything that speaks of misfortune and bad luck. Everything that is an altar on the inside of me, sponsoring misfortune, sponsoring distress, sponsoring evil lack of favor, sponsoring defeat in a place of success, sponsoring losses in a place of abundance, sponsoring evil losses in a place of gain, in the mighty name of Jesus, is a piece of the whatsoever is an anchor within me, walking around me, walking in my association, walking with the people I connect with, against me, that is causing it. What I have gained to be a loss to me, that is causing defeat in the place of one success, that is causing even emptiness in the place of abundance, that is causing dishonor in the world's honorable places in my life, in the mighty name of Jesus. Apply your fire, apply your blade, apply your fire. Root out every satanic demonic tree crying on the inside, outside, everywhere and anywhere against prevalence, sponsoring defeat in a place of success, sponsoring losses in a place of gain, sponsoring defeat. piata, and the libros of rip my life of this favorably ending. Rip my life of this favor in the land, in the nation, wherever I turn, wherever I go, in whatever I do, let your fire soar through my life. Burn off every root of this favor. Aside against my mind, aside against the prevalence, aside against our Lord, aside against our destiny, in the mighty name of Jesus, a shed of this, rid me of this favor, lion of the tribe of Judah, rid my life of this favor, fire from the throne of God, fire from the throne room of God, saturate my life, saturate my home, saturate my ministry, saturate the prevalence, read also of every iota of this favor. Is a miracle to us, and the problem of the Egyptian started because they had a new king who was not, who did not know Joseph, so it was not favorable towards them. When a favorable king was there, they were living in Goshen. They had everything that they needed. Nothing was worrying or working against them. Beloved, what God is going to do this month is not just for 2015. It is for life. Therefore, you are speaking unto your life, unto your household. You are saying, I charge you and your household today and the Prevalence Church Network. I command every root of disfavor in your foundation expire. I command it to expire. Expire. Expire, 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 in the mighty name of Jesus, every root of this favor in the foundation of my life, foundation of my household, foundation of this ministry, expire now, expire now, expire by fire, 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 in the mighty name of Jesus, etika kwaza si ase. Elike equazo is supri atoso etege kwaza in donosate. God said to them, he said, the powers that held you captive for that length of time will want to mount a resistance, but he said, I will pressure him. I will put pressure upon him so that it will release you quickly and you will not leave that place empty-handed. Therefore, you are lifting up your voice, oh, thou my God, to whom vengeance belongs. Arise in my favor, pressure every object, every power sponsoring this favor against this commission, Prevalence Church Network, against our life and our destiny as leaders and members. Let them expire, expire by fire. I command every pressure of darkness to sponsor this favor over this commission, expire by fire, expire by fire, expire by fire, expire se ende ke kusoto ilambiondru da caso isukre ke kwaza ilo protu da sate ende ke kwaza ende ke kusote ela protu da sate eli prusosia e so kwaza gaiato ilo bocrotu da sote e so prote gagaso e so sia protu da sate ilo pionde ke kusote e so kataya ilo makua a prote ende ke kwaza siate endo lo siate endo kasate endo mighty name of Jesus. Lift up your voice. You are saying every satanic demonic altar sponsoring this favor against my health, against my wealth, against the recovery of health, to to share ye and share day. Every demonic satanic altar sponsoring this favorable, even in this terrible situation, preventing recovery, preventing restoration of health. What are you waiting for? Expire by fire. Expire by fire. In the name of Jesus, receive thunder. Expire by fire. Receive thunder. Expire by fire. You have said every demonic altar, every power in the foundation of Abiodu, even this body, of Aki, this body, of anyone that will present their case before the Lord that is sponsoring it, it's a favorable sickness, terminal disease, kidney failure, cancer, even every power sponsoring confusion, muscle neuron disease, even this body, we command you, expire by fire, in Belo expire, in Aki expire, in Abiodu and Adaru expire, in Adafemi Femi, this body expire, in the life of Anjo Yoluwa expire, in Itivana's life, Caroline's life expire, in Yaluko's life expire, in Pastor Peter's life expire, in the life of anyone sick, let every power sponsoring genetic disorder, sponsoring sickle cell, sponsoring kidney failure, sponsoring diabetes, sponsoring high blood pressure, in the life of any prevalence, expire by fire. The Lord of us is against you. Expire now. Expire now. Every stubborn sickness, every time now disease, expire. In the mighty name of Jesus, in Sopiasa Gazote, and Nikakuazosia, in Lomosuati. I know what it means because they've called me that name before God changed my name. When a girl that was working for me, I came back when I have lost everything. The lady called me, she ran away. Do you know I've not seen her from today, from that day? I call her, she was not aware that my story can change. He didn't pick up my call. She was so completely angry. I'm still looking for that girl now. Linda was her name. I'm still looking for her. And I pray in the mighty name of Jesus, the day that I see her, we will have a joyful celebration in the mighty name of Jesus. She was working for me when I failed in business. The lady that would travel and come and meet me at any time, she was so upset. She said, she was talking to her husband. She said she's a bad luck. And I took that word to God. Lord, root out every disfavorable tree of bad luck. Root it out. Do not let me know failure ever again in my life. And I want you to pray that prayer also. And in the same place where I encountered the instrument of failure was the same place where God changed my story. It doesn't matter where you have failed. It doesn't matter. Look, in the same city, in Ziklag, where David as was at a feast, everybody around him honor him as a king that has never known defeat. The people were celebrating him when he asked no color. They said, we serve you. Human nature. You know your friend when you are facing your challenges. But every friend knows you when the going is good. When the going is tough, that is what the true friendship is. Beloved, is now seen. But I introduce to you a friend that sticks closer than a brother. His name is Jesus. He loved me and stayed close to me. He was after me, looking for me, even when I had no color. He loved me with an everlasting love. He loved me through the thick and the thin of my life. He loved me through my confused state. He loved me back into recovery. He loved me in my state of losses. He loved me back into restoration. He loved me in my state of sickness. He loved me back into wholeness. He didn't abandon me. The guy said, David, we will stone you. When anybody is called a bad luck, nobody associated with them. Beloved, but in some scenarios, they don't really call you bad luck, but you just see that everybody leaves you after a while. There is something sponsoring that satanic, demonic thing. Bad luck is an opposite of favor. A favorable person, they will say that person is lucky. We know that believers don't use that term. So much. But the truth of the matter is that when those who are meant to be friends with us, when they start to behave stupid and they behave inappropriately, you wonder. But the mistake we make is that we focus on those people rather than you dealing with the devil that was walking behind them. Why is it you that they behave stupid with? Those people can be licking the dust of people that don't even have the substance. That's why today you see in some places, even when there's no word content, there is nothing there, empty. Even when nothing is happening, you will see believers when there is no proof of the word of God, even when they are enticed. By the glass house, but there was empty inside. And beloved, and God prepare his people and grace them and then give them gifts and graces to advance the kingdom of God. You see people behaving funny. There is a devil to deal with. When the poor calls you poor, the stupid calls you stupid. When the despise you. When the ugly calls you ugly. When you see those the people consider ugly, they were even settling down. And with all the beauty, the adorning and everything, and you are one kingdom of shame. Elena. There is a spirit called a disfavorable spirit. Disfavorable spirit. when others are succeeding and you do twice as much to make a success, that is if it happens. When others are helped and you have to do twice as much in order to gain help. When others, beloved, that didn't even do absolutely nothing, and they are singing their praise, there is an enemy called disfavor. It's the one that sowed the seed of bad luck. When there is a contest, and those who were meant to win became the loser, it is the enemy that has done it. It's got nothing to do with God. Not God. God said, Ellen, you will be the head and not the tail. So I am ready to fight every agenda of the enemy, every plantation of bad luck, sponsored by the spirit of disfavor in my life. Die in the name of Jesus. Die, 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 die. Every seed, every tree of smallness sponsored by the enemy of disfavor in this commission. Die, 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 expire, be rooted out. 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 In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. I spoke to the Lord yesterday. I said, with your calling upon my life, you know it. You know that what you put in my mouth is strong. And therefore you will not make me to be a beggar. If you leave me in the hands of men, they will make me hungry. So you must favor me and ensure that I continue to declare your word. He said, daughter, I have heard. So that I will not lean on man, I will not depend on man for my livelihood, but that my eyes will be on you. Beloved, if David had not gone to consult and to contact when those under him rebelled against him, it would have been stone dead. It means that God left him at the expense of man. If David had never got the strength for war, the capacity to fight, those whom he trusted would have failed. But the word of the Lord said he engaged in the 36 hours of battle. He was not weak. Not one bit. It's temporary distress was eliminated. The divine strength of the Most High God took over. He finished by spoiling the spoiler. Why don't you say to the Lord, oh God, my Father, empower me with strength for a favorable finish, spoiling my spoiler in the mighty name of Jesus. Empower me with supernatural strength for favorable finishes to spoil every spoiler against my life, against my destiny, every spoiler of my land, spoiler of my health, spoiler of my wealth, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. It's a peer at was simplon the gazard, it's a zia, the proto, and the gazard, need empowerment from you, because Psalm 66 verse 3, it said, through the greatness of your power, every enemy submits. He caught them. David caught them. When they were feasting and celebrating, they have gathered the spoil from Judah. They have collected and rejoicing in the spoil that they have taken from the land of the Philistines. But everything that they have gathered, whatever the wicked gathered, they gathered for the righteous. Whatever the wicked gathered, they leave it behind when they are wasted. So David arose and waste the wicked. And what they gathered became the spoil for him. Everything of his easy recovered. Everything they took from the land of Philistines, the ones who were haters of God, that couldn't work, they met their match. They could not come and collect their own stuff. Whatever the wicked gathered is laid down for the righteous. A favorable man is a collector and a receiver of transference of wealth. And it can happen today and every day of our life. We become the recipient of whatever the wicked had gathered. That's why Proverbs chapter number 13. The word of the Lord says, in 21, adversity, trouble, disaster, evil, calamity, pursues the sinners. Pursues those who walk contrary to God. Adversity pursued Pharaoh. It made him to make a decision to go and refuse to let those whom had been released by God until he met with death in the Red Sea. Adversity, distress, disaster, trouble pursues the unrighteous, but the righteous will be rewarded with prosperity. How? For a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children and the wealth of the wicked. The wealth of the unrighteous is laid down, is stored up, is gathered for the righteous. God does not waste his words. Though the wicked eat of silver like dust and clothes like piles of clay, what he lays up the righteous will wear, and the innocent will divide his silver. So but they never enjoy what they gather. Don't we see it? But for the righteous, a righteous man will leave an inheritance for his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. There are possessions of the wicked that God has allocated for you and for me. Are you going to cross your leg and you say it's coming tomorrow? If you want to wait another day, David said, let's go for it. God said, pursue, overtake, and you will recover all. And he didn't come back empty-handed. Everything that the Egyptians had gathered in the 430 years of oppression, the Israelites did not leave Egypt empty-handed. God gave it to them. And you are saying to the Lord, Lord, by the covenant of your divine favor, Lord, let everything that the wicked have gathered unlawfully, illegally, that they have gathered from the righteous, Lord, let the wealth of the wicked that is apportioned to me, let it be transferred to me now. Let it be transferred to me now. Let it be transferred to me. Let it be transferred to me in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Isopi atua sapioto elake kukuso siate esopro susiate elapio otruza siate endege kusto sosia iloboto okekwa endega apia asua esopro dagazo endege kwaso endega gakwa apioto elebria susiato elebriza suato Esusa aprodege kwaza elaba akwaza lebredika kwaza in the mighty name of Jesus. I wanted to say to the Lord, by the covenant of your favor, Lord, I rise on my behalf, send confusion in the camp of the wicked this day in the name of Jesus, and let them destroy one another, that I might take this spoil, that I might have my portion back, that I might have what you have, what they have gathered from anywhere and everywhere, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Isopi atuazo, elebrisaziate, elaputu gazate, entruzozia, estola bako dozuzie. Beloved, lift up your voice and say to the Lord, enable, empower me to walk in supernatural favor and to gain what the unrighteous, what the wicked has laid up that belongs to me. Le ekuza ate, teach me under the covenant of favor to pursue, to overtake the wicked and to despise the wicked, to take back my portion from the hand of those who are disposed for me. In the mighty name of Jesus, in la piosi gazate, in the name of Jesus, say to the Lord, Lord, by the covenant of your mercy, that answer to favor, spoil my spoiler, give me my heritage, spoil my spoiler, give me back my help, spoil my spoiler, give me back the help I need, spoil my spoiler. Lord, establish your covenant of life in me, spoil my spoiler. Give me a change of story. Spoil my spoiler. Prosper me this year. Spoil my spoiler. Lord, make me to enter into my season of fruitfulness and flourishing. In the mighty name of Jesus. In la piosi gazato. In justa siato. In la piosi gazate. In diga qua apio. On diga gelebru sosie. Ecclesiastes chapter 2, 26. To the person who pleased God, God give wisdom, knowledge, and happiness. But to the sinners, he gives the task of gathering and storing up wealth to hand it over to the one who pleases God. And you and I, we are saying that those who please God, they please God by faith, by their action. Look, David pleased God. He acted spontaneously on the word of the Lord and came back with the wealth, with the spoil that the wicked has gathered. And Hebrews 11, verse 6, without faith, it is impossible to please God. They put their faith into action and came back with fullness rather than emptiness. Beloved, Jehoshaphat pleases God. He saw God coming into the midst of his praise and confused the enemy. And he came back, beloved, with victory over the enemy. I want you to lift up your voice and say to the Lord this morning, oh God, my Father, by the covenant of your favor upon my life, Lord, stir up your gift of faith inside of me to please you, that my actions, every step I take, bring me into access of what the wicked has gotten, but was thought of for me in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Bring me into divine access of whatever the wicked has gotten that was laid up. Bring me into divine access of the prosperity, of the wealth, of the wicked that they have gotten, but that was thought up for me in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In Sukataya, in Amakwata Gasote, in Libros of the Ato, in Denge Kosuate, in La Pio Otua, Atua, in La Pio Denge Kusosi Ate, in Suprusa Siate, in La Makwasa Tia, in the mighty name of Jesus. I want you to lift up your voice as you said to the Lord, you have said, my Father, 2015, usher me into an everlasting covenant of divine favor in the name of Jesus. 2015, release the prevailers, church network into an unending, eternal covenant of supernatural favor to flourish, supernatural favor to be fruitful, supernatural favor to break through, supernatural favor into that brings greatness, supernatural favor to be divinely helped, supernatural favor to be supernaturally established, supernatural favor to be divinely justified, supernatural favor to be divinely healed, supernatural favor to divinely recover, supernatural favor to divinely progress, supernatural favor for divinely open heaven over my life in the mighty name of Jesus. In Sukataya Lavoso, in the Gakwaza, in the Gakuzosia, in the Gakwaza, in the Makwaza, say to the Lord, in this season, by the covenant of your favor, bring me into divine access of chief victory, uncommon testimonies, uncommon breakthroughs, supernatural healing, supernatural help, supernatural aid, supernatural support, supernatural provision, supernatural recovery, supernatural restoration, in the mighty name of Jesus. Una biosica sate, endiga qua apioso, endega apio osusia, endega cusoso, ella che volugrusosia, esopia atua, endega che librusosia, in the name of Jesus. You are saying, God power in the name of Jesus, release unto me by the covenant of mercy that us, everyone, by favor, Lord, release unto me every possession, every victory, every divine help, every divine aid, every divine support, every breakthrough, every recovery, every restoration, kwaza iloma kwaza siate eli bruto siate. Lord, terrify and terrorize, agitate and pressure, agitate and trouble, agitate and distress, agitate and wage war against the wicked in their habitation. Let their habitation be desolate that are my spoil, my spoiler. Let their habitation be desolate that I might take back what they have taken from me. O Sapion de Nesatia, Illo Marcusosie, Esopruna Aza. I want you to lift up your voice. Say, angelic host of God, man's pressure upon the wicked in its habitation, in its stronghold and strong room, where it's operating against my life. Lord, run them out in a hurry that I might take possession that belongs to me. Take back my victory. Take back my release. Take back my portion. Take back my help. Take back my wealth. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, you want to say to the Lord, oh God, my Father, Lord, the covenant of favor that terminate hardship, the covenant of favor that terminate joblessness, the covenant of favor that terminate sickness, the covenant of favor that terminate every infirmity, the covenant of favor that terminate helplessness, appear in my life, appear. I'm your candidate, appear now. I'm your candidate, appear now. I'm your candidate, appear in my life, appear in my life, appear concerning my children, appear, 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 in the mighty name of Jesus. Beloved, you have said as 2015 close, and I'm ushered into 2016. Every habitation of the cruel and of the wicked, every demonic cause and satanic entity making demand for my life, making demand to terminate my life, in the name of Jesus, receive thunder and fire. Die in the name of Jesus. Every power anywhere that making demand for my life, wanting to consume my life, wanting to waste my life on my destiny. What are you waiting for? Receive thunder and fire. Be buried by fire. Be buried by fire. Be terminated now. Usokia segazote. Ella prosusiate. Ella pri acquata. Onde che quasa. Illa bondro sasia. Enda gazate. Elijah said, O thou that answered by fire, answer me today. Joshua said, O thou that troubled my Israel, in Joshua 7, he said, the Lord shall trouble you today. I want you to lift up your voice on behalf of every prevailer, especially Abiodono Dero Aki, Sarah Corona, Tivana, Cheya Shende, David, Femi. I thank God for mercy. I asked about Femi, the man that has HIV that was almost dead. I asked about her for a few days ago, and they gave me a good report about him, that he's been going out now, and his weight seems to be coming back gradually, unlike before that he was wasting at home. Beloved, God has a reason to keep that man alive. The damage he has done to himself is enough to have killed him. Beloved, if one had HIV that has gone to almost 10 years, and beloved has depreciated, and God kept him alive. He wants to die, but death refused to take him.
And God is visiting his degenerated body. He's rebuilding him. I don't know what God wants to do with that life as far as I'm concerned. That he has been led back to the Lord and reconciled with God. It goes a long way for me. And I want us to begin to say to the Lord, on behalf of everyone that represented before God in this year, on behalf of everyone that has experienced healing, we said the healing is permanent, that the favor of God will make all, everyone that remains, able to have the church, the touch of God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that everyone will return with testimony to the glory and honor of the name of Jesus. So every resistance to their recovery and to their wholeness and their wellness, let it be destroyed by the covenant of life in Christ Jesus. None of these people will agree with the spirit of death in the mighty name of Jesus. But the spirit and the grace of God required for their supernatural empowerment, Lord, for total recovery, I decree its release now in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, can you pray for your brethren, pray for your brothers, as we say, Lord, anoint them with favor for total recovery. Anoint them with favor for total quickening of their mortal body. Anoint them with favor for total establishment of health. Anoint them with favor for total settlement, even of their health, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. We are saying, as they cross over to 2016, none of them shall die, but they shall live to declare the glory of God, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. We give you thanks, our God. Beloved, can we lift up before the Lord the crossover night starting from 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. in the morning of the 1st of January? Can you please pray for me? And you are saying, God, Lord, as we cross over tonight to 2016, Lord, engage your daughter, Pastor Ellen. Let our word come. Let word come for the nation, for our people. Let the heaven of God be open over this session of tonight. Lord, let fresh word locate us from the throne room of God. Leprina custo zozia, estondoli che quaso zozie, e zuza apronde che cusote, e la bionde che custo zozia, e la brosu ziate, e la bionde che custo zozie, e sopronde gagazo zia, zia lepronde gazuate, ende che cusoto, ende che cuso, o tua azuate, endega apio, o togo zuate, e la bionde gazatie, e soprondogo gusto sosie, e soprondè gazate, e la bionde gustoso, e susa, zeprindogo sosie, e soprondè gazuate, e ndega apio togo sosie, e soprondè gazuate, e stonda gazatie, e la mekua apiondra nagoso, negla kashate, Isopro de gazatie, isopro no gazatie, leka kuata. Lord, we thank you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are praying. Amen. Father, we rejoice in your God for the great things that you have done for us. Even today, Lord, as we depart from this altar, Lord, we are departing to be face to face with divine miracles. We are departing to engage and to access and to take hold of what God has prepared by favor to give to us. Therefore, I thank you, my Father, for favorable testimony, favorable victory, favorable recovery, favorable restoration, favorable even health, favorable establishment, favorable jobs, favorable settlement and establishment, favorable, oh God, decisions made in our favor, even today, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, whatsoever the Lord doeth,
abided forever. Thank you for this appointed time of favor. Thank you that you have divinely favored us. And therefore, 2015, we are crossing over to 2016, having taken hold and taken possession of everything that God has prepared and designed for us. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are prayed. Amen. 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 It shall be unto me according to the word of the Lord. Because I believe there shall be a performance of God's word concerning me. The wealth of the sinner is laid up for me. I am finishing well. I am finishing strong. I'm finishing with my testimony, my of recovery, testimony of freedom, testimony of divine help, testimonies of good news, testimony of salvation for my household, testimonies of greatness, testimony of abundant supply, testimonies even of divine laughter, testimonies even of seeing the hand of God performing the significant, using the insignificant, doing the undoable, using the unexpected, able to bring about the performance of his word. Therefore, my expectation, it shall not be cut off, because the Lord is for me. No man can be against it. Therefore, year 2015, I am finishing you with good news. I have started well. I will finish well. Though my beginning be small, my later end shall be greatly increased. For the end of a mortal is better than its beginning thereof. Today is my best day in 2015. Today is my day of testimonies, my day of joy, my day of gladness. For he that dwelt after has favored me. He has done good and great and glorious and gracious things for me. The miracles of 2015, they locate me now. No good thing shall be withholden from me. Anyone that will not favor my righteous cause, they are unseen everywhere I turn. Favor answer to me, even as a shield, in the mighty name of Jesus. As mountains surround Jerusalem, so the glory of the Lord surrounded me under the covenant of favor. Every word of God meets with divine appointment for its fulfillment in my life. Covenant of everlasting favor is bringing me into indescribable sources, unexpected promotion, exceeding great joy. In the mighty name of Jesus, I am anointed for favor. I am anointed to be favored. I am anointed with favor. Everything is working favorably, even towards me in my life, about me, in the prevailing church network. Everything that the enemy has meant for evil, they are working in my favor. God, by his divine favor, has brought me into success. Ending of 2015, I shall come into my season now to be fruitful and flourish. For I will take my root downward and I will spread my branches in the mighty name of Jesus. I come out of 2015 with great joy, exceeding great joy of the doings of God in my life. The ground of the nations, they are opening up to me. No more shall my land be barren. My land shall be fruitful. The rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the land that is allotted to me. Because the Lord is a refuge, is a fortress to me, is my defender. In the name of Jesus, my glory and the lifter up of aplauso e libro sociate e che qua applause. I receive divine recovery. I am finishing all. I am finishing well. I am finishing strong. I shall be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season. My flowers shall not wither. I shall be continually flourishing and fruitful. In the mighty name of Jesus, I shall be greater. I will continue to be greater. I will move forward. I will be exceedingly greater. Rehoboth, my Rehoboth is here in the realm of the spirit, in the realm of the natural. Rehoboth in the marketplace. Rehoboth in ministry. Rehoboth in the upfront. Rehoboth in all that pertains to me. For the Lord has made room for me. I shall be fruitful. For the Lord has made room for me. By divine favor, it's my time to be fruitful. It's my time to be flourished. For I have been planted in the house of the Lord. I shall flourish in the cause of my God. It is a new day. I receive my on-time help. I receive my on-time favor. I receive my on-time victory. I receive my on-time greatness. It is a new day. 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 It is my day of joy. My day of exceeding great promise of God becoming fulfilled and finding expression when doubts fail. Be also gathered. Great are you. You are greatly to be praised. For you are greatly to be praised. Father, you reign. Great are you, Lord. You are greatly to be praised. You are greatly to be praised. Father, you reign. You are greatly to be praised. Father, you reign. You are greatly to be praised. Father, let him know that you are mindful, so you are praiseful. Let him know that you are thoughtful, so you are thankful.
Let him know that, beloved, he has done great things for us. Mary said, I believe. Let it be unto me according to the word of the Lord. Every day this year, you have come to this altar. God has spoken. God has proven his word. God has manifested himself. Even if you don't have anything to say thank you for, can you thank God for me? Beloved, because when I'm weak, his strength is made perfect in my weakness. It is a privilege to be able to serve you, for the word that he gives me day by day as I appear in Zion. I want you to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for Pastor Helen. Thank you for Pastor Remy. Thank you for Pastor Haya. Thank you for all the ministers that you have used on this altar, Pastor Ada. Thank you, Father, for Pastor Yomi. Thank you, Father, Lord, for every servant of the Lord that you have used on this platform. Even Pastor Jire, thank you. Oh God, my Father, for Pastor Jiro, Pastor Tolu. Thank you for the various sisters, the Agbolas, that you have used on this altar. Thank you for those who have ministered in songs. Thank you for those who have served us in different ways. Thank you for the service team of the Prevailers Church Network. Thank you, my Father, for those who have partnered with us in this work that you have commissioned us to do. Lord, I give you praise for my friends. Thank you for all that you have used in my life, my family. Thank you for those who make it easy for me to serve your purpose and to serve your people. Thank you for those who are supporters. Thank you for the elders. Thank you for those who will work as if this is their father's business. Thank you for partners in ministry. Thank you for co-laborers. Thank you for co-workers that you have used continually to serve you without murmuring, to serve you without complaining, to pursue, Lord, after the divine agenda of God. We give you praise in the mighty name of Jesus. We are grateful because we are persuaded that as we return at the 11 o'clock, the heaven over this commission is open, and yet and once again, you will speak to us and you will usher us into 2016. You will speak to everything that connected and that concerns us. We give you praise, our God. Blessed be your name in the mighty name of Jesus. Now unto you who is my God, my King, the one who favored me to call me into this assignment, the one who favored me to set me apart to do what he has commissioned me to do, the one who favored me by giving me his word, the one who favored me by being the word that I speak, the one who favored me by discharging his mission, Lord, executing his message that he sent me to declare. Lord, I am grateful and thankful for the favor that you have bestowed upon me to be chosen as your handmaiden. Lord, to serve you as I serve your precious people. Thank you for giving me the opportunity and the platform that you have created for this commission, both the church, the prayer line, the summit, and various other areas that you have ordained for us to serve you all throughout this year. I want to say I am grateful. I do not take any iota of this service for granted. Lord, thank you, Lord, for counting me, Lord, able by your mercy to serve your purpose, because even in my weaknesses, your strength made perfect. Thank you for your word. Thank you for making me, Lord, to find grace and favor in your sight. Thank you for giving me divine access to your divine secret. Lord, thank you for insight. Thank you for foresight. Thank you, my Father, even for hindsight. Thank you, my Father, for what you have hidden unto men, you have unraveled to us by your Spirit. Lord, we give you praise. For secret things belong to God, and those that you reveal to us, they belong to us and to our children, that we might do the works of the Lord. Thank you for enabling us continually to serve you, to follow after you, to be directed by you, to be instructed by you, to be guided by you. Thank you for your protection, your preservation over this ministry. Thank you for your supernatural provision and for your divine help and divine aid. Thank you, for you have not allowed the enemy to rejoice against us. Lord, thank you, oh God, that you have defeated defeat. You have made the place of your feet to become glorious. Lord, I give you praise in the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God, the Holy Spirit. I am persuaded that you that have started a good work in us, you are able and you are faithful, you will complete it in the mighty name of Jesus. And once again, the redeemed of the Lord shall return back unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon our head. We are returning with testimonies in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever portion of the righteous that is locked up anywhere in the hand of any man, I decree and declare it shall be impossible for them to hold, but they will release to us whatever is our portion, whether it is a job, whether it is anything that belongs to the righteous. It is released on us for us, whether it is help or aid or support. It shall locate us today in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, our Father, for you will exceed our imagination and expectation. Lord, as you perform your word, beyond what we pray for, ask for, think of, or even imagine. In the mighty name of Jesus, we return the glory, the honor unto you, for we have prayed in Jesus' name. Amen, 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 hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest.